during the war, and particularly during the last year, there has been increasing number of attacks on health facilities. And presently, we are in the situation that more than 50% of the health facilities, including hospitals and health centers, are out of service. In addition, we are in the situation that 75% of the health professionals, including those who are highly specialized, like anesthetists and surgeons, have left the country. And Syria used to have the best health indicators in the Middle Eastern region. And what we have seen now is that the vaccination coverage has dropped from 95% to below 60% coverage. Mm-hmm. And this is, of course, specifically affecting the hard-to-reach and the besieged areas.
We currently have a ceasefire in the country. Are civilians still facing difficulties in reaching medical facilities?
Yes, this is absolutely still the case. We have also difficulties to reach area where there is still a conflict going on. So this is in many parts of the country. We have had still a lot of armed activities in Dara in the south and also in the northern part of Syria. Mm-hmm. And in other areas of rural Damascus lately.
What are the major barriers WHO and its partners face when delivering medical supplies?
We have more than 5 million people living in hard-to-reach areas, of which 500,000 live in besieged areas. Mm-hmm. And we have 13 areas that are besieged in the country. And we have had this inter-agency convoy where we deliver food and non-food items and also medicines and medical equipment and vaccines. But unfortunately, we have only reached 4 of the 13 besieged areas in 2017.
Despite all that, how do you manage to do your job?
Despite the difficulties, I must say that I feel privileged that we can help the Syrian people in this difficult situation. And I think I'm talking also for all my colleagues when I say that we can see that we are really making a difference on the ground. We are reaching out. And in 2016, WHO delivered more than 16 million medical treatments across the country, of which 30% went to hard-to-reach and besieged areas.
What do you want to say now to the conflict party and to the country that influenced them at this time when the conflict is entering its 7th year?
If I had the opportunity, I wish to say that enough is enough. No military or humanitarian solution to this conflict. There is only a political solution. So the parties to the conflict have to really be encouraged to get together and find the political solution. I would like to ask that they lift the besiegement so that the life-saving help can reach all these people who are really experiencing difficulties in finding food and medicines and really accessing health care that they so desperately need during the conflict. As WHO, we have also appealed that they stop the tax on hospitals and health facilities, you know, primary health care clinics. And to end on a positive note, I would like to say that we should join forces and help the Syrian people to rebuild their lives. And we should start the long road to recovery tomorrow.